quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of actually the same nations of the Squamish, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh and Kwikwetlem First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of this place, and we thank them for their stewardship of the lands and the waters. My name is Leslie, and I am back in studio. My goodness. It is an exciting time to return, just for a short moment, but, you know, exciting nonetheless. And I'm bringing you today just like a playlist of stuff. Live in studio, hear some music. Get into it, enjoy it. To be very honest with you, this year, I have not been listening to as much music as I thought I wanted to. This tends to be an issue with me most years when I make the resolution to like listen to more music, and then I don't do it. And then I end up like spending like, you know, like the last two or three months catching up to albums that I kind of missed. This year it's been worse, due to various personal reasons. But mostly it's been worse kind of, just with the fact that I began to speedrun albums this year, not in, you know, like September or October. I began speedrunning them like 2 weeks ago. So, it's been an interesting time. I've been listening to a lot more music than I've ever listened to within such a short period of time. But it's fun. And it's interesting, I suppose you could say. We're going to start off with the first track today with the winner of this year's Polaris Music Prize award. This is Eves Jarvis with a track called With a Grain off of, again, his award-winning album, All Cylinders. I hope you enjoy it here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Since the start, I've been preaching hard. Everything I say, just a part you play. Thank you.
Iman by Mustafa here on Typically Tuesdays. on CJSF 90.1 FM. Hey, it's Leslie. I'm live in the studio. It's been a while. Don't often get the chance to do this anymore, so I'm very excited to be in the studio because sometimes pre-recording is such a pain, not gonna lie to you. As much as I enjoy being able to make the show anyways, pre-recording the program for an hour program just takes so much time. It takes so much time and so much frustration, and sometimes I can only hope that the result of the program ends up sounding good. But, you know, I love being in the studio. I'm glad to be back today. And as I mentioned earlier, I've been kind of like speed running albums before the end of the year. And actually, Dunya by Mustafa, it was released last year. It was released in 2024. One of the quickest ways for me to like listen to good music, good CanCon, obviously, is to follow the Polaris Music Prize Award playlist. And I must have heard part of the album last year, heard part of Dunya last year, and then I didn't follow up on it because I knew a lot of people were talking about it, and Mustafa's lyrics are, they're just so lovely. But as I was listening to this record this past couple of weeks, not a single time could I make it through the entire record without crying. If you have not listened to Dunya by Mustafa, you need to get on that because it is really, really good. And I just loved the deep sense of yearning and grief. There's so much frustration in this record, and it is presented in such a tender way. It was hard to not get through. At one point when I was trying to listen to this record, every song, I had to pause in the middle of every song and just like have a moment. Because it is truly, really lovely. One would wonder even if I was able to really enjoy the music through my tears. But let me tell you, I was able to. Get on that if you haven't heard it yet. Dunya by Mustafa. And as I was putting together today's playlist, I was constantly wondering, you know, like, which song should I put on there? Because there are just so many good ones. But Iman happened to be the one that I felt like melodically made the most sense for the section of the playlist today. So that is what I suggested. But the whole record, highly recommend. Highly, highly recommend. We're going to listen to more music now. Also released this was released this year. That's what I meant to say. This was released this year. This is by Pilk Silk and off of their record Legends, which is all about the stories that these two singers grew up hearing and the characters in them. This one is about the little people, I'm going to try to pronounce it. It's I believe it's called Inuaruyit, and it is about the little people. So I hope you enjoy this track, and if you know how to pronounce that word, please write in typicallytuesdays@gmail.com or typicallytuesdays on Instagram. All right, enjoy. By Pilk Silk, this is Little People. Ah, hey, 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 hey We're back on Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. You just heard Leah by Zane. Before that, you heard Sun, Moon, Darkness by Mong Tong. Hope you liked those tracks. Talking about basically nothing and just listening to music. There's no subject. There's no theme. We're just flying by the seat of our pants on today's show, which is, you know, very rare on the show on Typically Tuesdays, mostly because, like, when you do a pre-recorded show, usually you have to, like, plan everything, right? But today, I'm live in studio, baby. I'm here. Studio is brightly lit. spacious to some extent, I guess. It's got, I mean, it's a radio booth. It's got stuff. And I'm just excited. I wonder if my mother is listening to this. Hi, Mom, if you're listening. Maybe she's not. She did not text me that she was listening. She might have forgotten. And that's okay. That's okay. I am still her daughter. And that's all I'll say about that. More importantly, we can continue to listen to more music as I stew a little bit about whether or not I should start talking about something in particular and of interest. Maybe the only thing, honestly, I was thinking about talking about Heated Rivalry, which is that kind of like new hockey romance show. It's CanCon. It's CanCon. Number one, it's CanCon. But two, I've got thoughts about it, but then I feel also very much like there's enough bad faith discussion online about this program. And what I believe to be my personal opinion is not bad faith. I also do not feel like there's another voice that is needed in that discussion. I think people can just try to enjoy it as it is. And there are many reasons why, but I'm not going to talk about why. Because I don't feel like it. Let's say that, huh? For now, let us listen to a public service announcement and then get into more music. You'll be hearing to BB Club after this PSA with a track called Le Fou. But first, The Birds.
This is Bird Note. In the depths of winter, when sub-zero temperatures last for months and most lakes and ponds are frozen over, how do birds stay hydrated? Water derived from food alone is not enough, especially since juicy insects are in short supply this time of the year. Instead of flying long distances and losing precious energy in search of liquid water, birds imbibe the frozen water that's all around them. While cedar waxwings sally to catch snowflakes from midair, plenty of other birds, including the red-breasted nuthatch, white-tailed ptarmigan, pileated woodpecker, and Bohemian waxwing, scoop up fresh, powdery snow from the ground, trees, or rooftops. Black-capped chickadees drink the water dripping from icicles. The northern flicker hammers at the icy top layer of snow and eats the tiny shards of ice that chip off. Eating all that ice comes at a cost. It takes energy to convert ice and snow to water and warm it up to the body temperature of a bird. But it may be worth the calories for, say, a red-breasted nuthatch when the alternative is to break off from the flock in search of liquid water, leaving it exposed to predators such as hawks. For Bird Note,